friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie Gracie, the Super Smart Tortoise. Say hi, Gracie!
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore the Easter Islands.
The Easter Islands! Is that where the Easter Bunny lives? I would love to find Easter eggs and make some chocolate bunnies. Let's go!
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Jasmine, but the Easter Bunny does not live on Easter Island. It is an island in the South Pacific Ocean, far off the west coast of Chile.
We were just in Chile. Wait a minute. If the Easter Bunny doesn't live there, is that where those large face statues are?
Yes, it is. Easter Island is in the Pacific Ocean, and the closest land to it are the Pitcairn Islands, which are 1,200 miles west of it. Easter Island belongs to Chile, even though Chile is about 2,300 miles away from it.
Wow! That island is very far away from other places. I hope it doesn't get lonely. But I still want to know why it's called Easter Island.
Well, we'll need to learn some history to find out why. The first people came here from Polynesia thousands of years ago. Those people called the island Rapa Nui. In 1722, Dutch explorers landed here on Easter Sunday and called it Easter Island. The capital and only city is Hangaroa.
Easter Island is a triangle shape and not very big. Only 14 miles long and 7 miles wide. The highest point on the island, Mount Taravaca, is almost 2,000 feet high. Three volcanoes coming up from the bottom of the ocean made Easter Island. But I'm not worried because these volcanoes are extinct and won't erupt anymore.
That's right. Easter Island is known for its 887 statues that are called moai. These huge statues were carved by early people. How about we head over to Rapa Nui National Park to see them?
Oh, yes! I really want to see those big heads. And when we get there, we can look with our eyes, but we can't touch them because they're very special to the people who live here. Gracie! They are ginormous and kind of funny looking. The moai have long, long noses, big, long foreheads and eyebrows with the eyes way underneath them and very large chins. They look very fierce. Even though we see mostly just their heads, the statues do have bodies and some of them are kneeling.
They are very large, aren't they? The sculptures are about 13 feet tall and weigh about 10 to 12 tons, or as much as an African elephant. The largest is called Paro. This one weighs 82 tons and is 32 feet tall. It is thought that the moai were made between 1250 and 1500 and were of the tribal chiefs. When a chief died, they would be buried under the ahu, a platform on which the moai sat. It is believed that their spirits lived in their moai. This way, the chiefs could be remembered and still help and guide those left behind.
That is a nice way to always be close to your family. How about we go to Reino Rauraku, where the moai were made? Reino Rauraku is a quarry, or a big hole in the ground that has been made from using the rock to build stuff.
Excellent idea, Jasmine. Here at Reino Rauraku, it is a volcanic quarry. The rock that is used was called tuff. When the volcano erupted, lots of ash came out, and when the ash landed on the ground, it melted together and became stone. This rock was used because it is softer than other rock and easier to carve. Even so, a single moai took a team of 5 or 6 men about a year to finish.
Look at all of the statues here. About 400 are left. And none of them are finished. I guess no one will do it now, but it's kind of fun to see how they were made.
We have one more spot to see some more moai. At Ahutangariki, a large stone platform has 15 sculptures lined up in a row.
Jinkies! This really is a cool sight. We can get a good look at them and see that the moai have bodies to go with their heads. It looks like they're all looking out at something. I wonder what. One of them has a rock on its head, just like a hat. But you know what, Gracie? I think I've seen enough of these guys. What else is there?
For something a little different, let's explore Orongo. We can visit 54 stone houses that have been rebuilt from the Birdman era.
Birdman era? People were birds? Or were birds people? That doesn't seem right to me, Gracie. But let's check it out. Wow! Look, on the side of the road, I see even more moai. These guys are just lying around everywhere on this island.
Yes, they are. And no, Jasmine, there are no bird people. Instead, it was a tribe of people that lived at the edge of Rana Kauai, a volcanic crater lake. Once a year, warriors would swim to the small island Mutu Nui to find the first egg of the tern birds who nested here. Jasmine, come and admire this petroglyph, a picture carved in a rock. It's of a bird head to represent the birdmen.
Those warriors were very brave because that swim to the island was very dangerous. The water had sharks in it, and then they had to climb up rocks. Not a job for me. I see some of those sooty tern birds. Their wings, back body, and tail are black, with a white head and a front. On the top of the head, there is more black, and it kind of looks like a hat. They spend most of their life out at sea, just flying around. I bet their wings get tired. To get a rest, the terns take 1 or 2 second naps because they can't float on the water. They are also very noisy. When a colony of them is all together, the noise they make can hurt your ears.
They certainly do make a loud sound. Do you think they're telling us goodbye, Jasmine?
Yes, I do. I think it's time we need to go. So let's do volcano jokes, since Easter Island is a volcanic island. Here's mine. How does a volcano greet a snowman?
Nice to snow you?
Close, but they say, nice to melt you.
Of course. Now, why are volcanoes so jolly?
Because whenever they hear a joke, they erupt with laughter. Very funny. Now, my favorite place was seeing the Ahutangariki with 15 sculptures lined up in a row, especially the one with the hat. But I am sad there were no egg hunts. How about you, Gracie?
My favorite place was Orongo. A birdman culture was so fascinating to learn about. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right, and come back next time for Bolivia. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.